Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Chow 94.1 with the Post Malone.
I like you.
We got a special guest in studio. Nalen, how you doing? Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
Nalen.
Yes, Nalen. Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're doing awesome. We're doing good. So Nalen, tell us about yourself real quick. You're an artist, right? You're a musical artist. You write your own. Do you write your own stuff, right?
Yes, I write my own stuff. I'm an artist from Omaha. Living in L.A. now.
Okay.
And doing the tough thing, picking up from Omaha and going to L.A.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
That's a big transition.
Yes, absolutely.
So what did your family say when you were like, I'm moving to L.A. to pursue my musical dreams?
I think initially everybody was maybe a little bit hesitant, you know, just nervous just because it's such a big jump. But ultimately, everybody has been really supportive. So that's been amazing.
Very cool. Very cool. So how often do you come to town?
Try to get out here as much as I can. So, you know, usually every couple months, maybe try to hit the holidays and then a couple other times around the year.
Okay. All right. So you've been in LA since 2019 before COVID, and you're just kind of telling us how that all went around when COVID hit out there and you just moved out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So moved out there right before COVID hit. I had, one friend, honestly, and it was my roommate. So it was tough timing, but everything ended up working out. Got to do some, you know, virtual sessions and meet some people that way through COVID. And we made it through, and I've stuck it out, and I'm still out there now.
Okay,
now, are you still friends with that roommate?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, it could have gone either way.
Right, it could be tough.
Like, yeah. Yeah, we're still good friends.
So you were listening to the station when I read your email. I thought it was funny because you said that you would call in and vote. What was that?
Yeah, I remember there being song competitions where there'd be like, okay, this song or that song, like which one?
Like a top 10.
Yes, and I would call multiple times and I would just use different accents. Like I would be British once, I would be Australian, then I'd just be myself. And I would call on, you know, the home phone, the cell phone. I'd have my neighbor over. I'm like, can we use your phone too?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
How funny.
So you helped us chart our playlist. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Let's hear your British. I know people hate it when it, yeah.
My British accent isn't very good. Hello.
Hello.
Don't make her do that. Now, you're in town to shoot. Are you shooting a music video? Can we talk about that?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, so I've been doing these like live performance videos. So I've been putting out a song like roughly every month and a half. And then doing like kind of stripped versions or just like live performances to go with it. So tomorrow we're going to be shooting another live performance video to my latest song, I Miss You.
Okay, I Miss You. And you haven't really, have you released that one? Because I was going to play a little bit of the Pretend We're Kids.
Yeah.
What is the story behind it? It took how long to write this or put it all together?
So it took, I started writing it about 6 years ago, Pretend We're Kids. Started writing it about 6 years ago. And then it just went through a lot of different versions. Just trying to get it right. And eventually it was in LA that I was able to finish the track finally a couple years ago. And then it's just taken a while just to get it to this point that it's ready for release. But yeah, I'm very excited to have this one come out.
Are you recording on, where do you guys record at? In a studio or are you guys, is this the day and age of doing it in the house or whatever?
Honestly, it really depends. Most of the time I'm recording at the producer's studio, but I also have a studio myself, like a small one in my room. So occasionally I'll record my own stuff as well.
You go all Billie Eilish.
That's cool. Yeah.
Go all Billie Eilish, right? You're
yeah,
just recording
yeah.
It at home.
I'm like, hey guys, I'm going to be recording. Sorry. Let me know if I'm singing too loud because I have roommates. But.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to play a little bit of it right here. This is Nalen with Pretend We're Kids.
empty bed, stuck on what you said. Can't comprehend it, don't understand it. All came undone. You ran off to be young, lost in your green eyes. Pulled me to the dark side. Can't sit around and wait for you, but I know that you know. I can't help myself when there's no one else. Lose control, 'cause you know when you say goodbye that you'll make me cry just for one more night. Let's pretend we kiss. Let's go back to it, to the first kiss. Let's pretend we kiss.
Somebody new. Very nice. That sounds
that's a good
fantastic.
Sound.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great sound.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is that going to be the similar production on what we're recording the video for this week? Is it, how different is the sound?
This one, we're going to do a stripped back piano.
Okay.
Sadder one for this.
Okay.
That's a cool song. So what is that song about? That's about going back to the end of a relationship or trying to get what's left in it out of it?
Yeah, originally, I mean, I wrote it after a hard breakup. It was one of the first songs that I started writing. So really, I think just reflection of, you know, remembering the good times and being young and free and just trying to go back to that.
Is it easier to write like that? I mean, going through breakup and I mean, if you're happy as ever, what would that sound like?
I think the best time to write, honestly, is when you're going through it. It seems like when you're processing, things tend to spill out. For me personally, I think it can be a little bit harder sometimes doing the reflection thing. I just feel like when it's fresh, like you're just basically speaking the truth as it's coming out.
Okay. Yeah, we're totally jealous that we can't do what you can do or Taylor Swift to get a couple of hits out of a breakup. All we get out of it is like pathetic social media posts, right?
I ate today.
Right?
Guess what? I think I'm going to leave the house, you know?
I'm talking about it too much around our friends where they're like, okay. No, that's really cool. God. That's really neat that you're able to mine that.
Uh-huh.
What's your writing process like? Does it come easy or is it a grind?
It really depends. Sometimes I, you know, start ideas by myself and I bring them into the studio that way. And then other times I'll just go to the studio and we'll try to come up with something completely new and kind of write something on the spot. And then occasionally I'll also have other writers in the room and we can kind of bounce ideas off that way, which is fun. So okay. I like to keep it fresh and try different things.
Are you Naylin in the studio? She's an Omaha artist who's hammering away out in Los Angeles. Have you met fellow Omahaans yet? Have you connected with the artists that are in LA?
Not a ton. I just recently have been looking more into like who is doing music out here and living elsewhere and trying to connect with people.
Okay. Yeah. So where did you go to school at when you were here?
So I went to Millard North.
Okay.
And then I went to UNO for a couple years.
Did you start any school in music with that?
So I was originally a musical theater major.
Okay.
And then when I switched to UNO, I was a communication studies.
Okay.
But I was able to actually open for Logic when he came to the Baxter Arena through UNO.
Cool.
They did like a little
contest
to find an opener. So
wow, that's pretty
really cool. Yeah.
Right on. How was that? Was that the biggest audience that you've been in front of at that particular time? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That was crazy. They told me, I think, maybe 5 days before.
Okay.
And so I was so nervous. I feel like I can barely even remember because I had so much adrenaline, but it was amazing. It was the craziest experience.
I was going to say, what was the biggest venue you'd done, performed in front of prior to that? Had you been in front of any crowds?
I mean, I had done some shows for musical theater at the Omaha Community Playhouse. So probably a couple hundred in there, but solo, I mean, maybe 50 people before that.
You're getting on stage out in LA too then? Or is it mostly recording?
Mostly recording. I'd love to get back into performing out there, but yeah, that's my next thing is I want to start doing more live shows.
How fun. Very cool. We're glad that you listen, and we're glad to have met you. And, geez, come in anytime you like.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.